McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. There have been numerous aftershocks on New Zealand's South Island today following a powerful 7.8 magnitude quake earlier in the day near the resort town of Kakura. John Key, New Zealand's Prime Minister, visited the quake site.
Sadly, on the best information we have, there have been two fatalities. At this point, we're unable to give you precise information of what caused those fatalities. In terms of getting a better assessment of what happens next, we have military helicopters that are available to us.
Communications have been disrupted and roads damaged in the affected area. You might remember a 6.3 quake in Christchurch in 2011. 11 killed 185 people. It caused widespread damage. Muslim leaders in Mauritania have urged authorities to execute a blogger who has been sentenced to death for apostasy for challenging decisions taken by Islam's President Mohammed. The blogger has been in custody now for 3 years. If carried out, his execution would be the first in the country since 1987. Suicide bomber killed 6 people, wounded 6 others today near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The bombing also came as Shiites prepared to end a 40-day mourning period commemorating the 7th century death of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. A committee of Israeli government ministers has approved a bill to legalize Jewish settlements on private Palestinian land. The measure must pass multiple readings in parliament and be approved by the Supreme Court. Israel regards the settlements as part of its security and says the Palestinian refusal to recognize a Jewish state is an impediment to peace. This is VOA News. A new wave of violence has struck western Myanmar, also known as Burma, with heavy fighting reported in Rakhine State. Government forces near the border with Bangladesh have been hunting insurgents linked to attacks authorities say killed 9 police last month. Vikram Nehru, an analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, said gaining accurate information is very difficult.
Now, the reality is that there is no access by any members of the international community to these areas. So it's very difficult to tell whether the violence is the result of insurgents attacking Burmese soldiers or whether it is because of the heavy-handed tactics, perhaps, of the army in the area.
Meantime, the government says police were ambushed Saturday by dozens of attackers. 1 soldier and 6 attackers were killed. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has announced that Republican